Luke chapter 2, verse 12. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Well, I doubt they found Jesus without a bit of late night door knocking. I mean, Bethlehem wasn't a metropolis, but there were still various places that he could have been located. Can you imagine the shepherds late that night, the early hours of the morning? What? Clear off, we're in bed. Not interested, thanks, don't do religion. What? Darling, I think you ought to call the police. We've got some strange men here looking for a baby. Can you imagine how embarrassing it would have been for those shepherds? Are we prepared to lose face for Jesus like the shepherds were? And then, of course, they're so filled with joy, aren't they, that they do it all again in reverse. Yeah, I know you're not religious, but hold on a minute. This isn't about religious. It's about God's son. Clear off. You can imagine that sort of response, can't you? And then, of course, the wise men. We haven't read the Matthew version this morning, but I suspect we all are very familiar with the story. Stars shining over a house. Generally, that star would have to be very low in the sky for it to pinpoint the exact house, wouldn't it? You can't imagine the wise men finding Jesus without a bit of the hello, we're looking for a baby or a young boy. No, try that one. Theirs really was a costly trip. They're gifts as well. Gold, frankincense and myrrh, they're not cheap. And then, what about the fact that they have to ignore Herod on their way home? It's not exactly the sort of thing that their foreign minister would have advised, would it? And then, of course, there's Joseph. How much did Jesus cost Joseph? His fiance is pregnant, but he knows he's not responsible. Now, just think a moment about the comments and the gossip. How much did Jesus cost Joseph? The shame, his reputation. And then, of course, he has to drop everything to become a refugee to save Mary and Jesus from King Herod. Or what about Mary? My observations of pregnancy are that it's not much fun, even when friends and family are fully supportive. But imagine being a teenager, 14, 15, we reckon, living in a culture where being pregnant before you were married could carry the possibility of a death sentence. Wow. Mary risked her life and all the relationships that were most important to her for this baby, for Jesus. And then, of course, labor isn't called labor for nothing. All of Mary's hopes and dreams turned upside down because of Jesus. And yet, what does she say in Luke chapter 1? I am the Lord's servant, as she responds to the angel. She willingly sacrifices her freedom, her identity, to become Jesus' mother. Birth of Jesus was a costly affair. People were mocked for him. They gave up jobs for him, lost friends and reputation for him. They were willing to have their families divided for him, had their lives turned upside down for him, and perhaps even in the case of Uzziah, died for him. But the last character for us just to reflect on this Christmas morning gave up more than all the others put together. And that, of course, is Jesus himself. Our final carol, a bit later on, is Hark the Herald Angels Sing. We will sing of Hail the Incarnate Deity. In other words, Hail the God who became a baby. Can you think for a moment about what Christmas cost Jesus? Giving up the splendor and the majesty of heaven to become a baby in a manger, puking, pooing, sleeping, leaving the control room of the universe to become utterly helpless and utterly dependent on others. leaving the brilliance and the purity of heaven to be cradled in an animal feeding trough. Jesus gave up everything to become one of us, to experience the joys and the sorrows that we experience, the trials and the temptations, and then to go to a cross some 33 years later, that we might be forgiven and have our relationship with God restored and repaired. Christmas is a costly time. But as our bank balances are given time to recover, hopefully, as our time is eaten away, as our emotions are strained, as we carve open the turkey and pull those Christmas crackers, why don't we consider what the real cost of Christmas will be for each of us this year? What will the Christ bit cost us? The Jesus bit? And will we be willing to have the same attitude as Isaiah, or the shepherds, or the wise men, or Joseph, or Mary? Because after all, Jesus gave everything up for you and for me. Let's bow our heads and pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the festivities and for the fun of Christmas, for friends and food and family. But in the midst of all of this, please would you help us to remember how much Christmas cost you, how much it cost for you to send Jesus to come and be born among us, for his willingness to give up the glory of heaven, to be born into poverty, to experience life as a refugee, to know what it was to be homeless, and then to die an unjust and tortuous death, all so that we could have the chance of forgiveness and the opportunity to join you in your heavenly family. Heavenly Father, thank you so much this Christmas for Jesus and for all that Christmas cost him. And we ask that you would help each of us to accept his offer of forgiveness and his offer of new life with you this Christmas, and that we might be willing to count the cost, whatever they are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.